From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Welcome to the Bleed Blue Postgame Roundtable. Bleed Blue Show Postgame Roundtable. Final score, San Francisco 49ers 36, New York Giants 9. You're listening, if you can, listen to us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Check out the other shows as well. Yankees on Monday, Ranger Proud on Tuesday, and on Wednesday night. Nothing much to say right here. You heard the score. I'm going to repeat it again, 36-9. For all of you people calling in for the first time, this is a family show. Please keep your language to a minimum, you know, because you're going to be listening to a family. Here we go. We're going to start from the top. We're going to go with Lady Blue at first, and then we're going to go on down the line to people in the order that they called in. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-4171. First caller, Lady Blue, how you doing, girlfriend?
Oh, I am madder than hell. I mean,
I don't even want to tell you.
This was a winnable game. I mean, let's start with, I mean, the first quarter. Am I the only one that missed that the 49ers should have been called for delay a game? I mean, it was way beyond 0-0, and they still let the play go. So I was mad about that. Positive, Martinez had a nice sack. Bradbury had a nice start. Valentine, I hate his ass. He should have never taken the balls out of the end zone. He should have blocked that field goal try. And for Christ's sake, we can't even do regular plays. You're going to try and do a trick play and then fumble the damn ball. And let's see, number 27, Yiadom. I don't know if he's worse than Valentine or he just sucks even. I mean, he's got to go. Once again, there was too much pressure on DJ. Downs was too far off his guy. He was horrible. Slayton had a nice catch in the second quarter. I mean, it was just crap. I mean, then Bradbury started screwing the pooch. He was off. I mean, with those other two catches, and then really, guys, come on. You have a 3rd and 22, and you're going to give up a damn penalty, which resulted in a touchdown. I mean, this is just this is awful. DJ again with his damn turnovers. I mean, like I said, it's just I can almost guarantee you with the teams we play next, we're going to be 0-10 by the time we hit our bye week, and we are now the Detroit Lions of the NFL. I am so flipping pissed off, disgusted. I mean, oh my God, we couldn't even get in the end zone. I mean, 3 weeks and the highest points we scored was 16. This is disgusting. I mean, even the Cleveland Browns beat Washington today. I mean, come on, guys, really? I mean, it's just horrible. Like I said, I don't know who's worse, Yiadom or Valentine as a cornerback. But Jabril Peppers getting hurt killed us on the return because Valentine got stuck there. And I don't know why he thinks he is God's gift and wanted to keep running it out of the end zone. We started 25 and never even got close every time you brought it out. But, yeah, it was horrible. And quite honestly, the only bright spot I saw was Martinez. Martinez is the only one on that defense that – I mean, I saw some signs of life from Love on a couple of plays, but, you know, we suck all the way around. And like I said, I'll be lucky. I will be shocked if we win a game before our bye week. So I'm almost guaranteed we're going to go 0-10 before our bye week. I am.
Okay,
I'm madder than hell.
I know you are. Hold that thought, though. 929-477-4171 is the call-in number. Again, the score was the San Francisco 49ers and totally hapless, moribund New York Giants, 36-9. we're going to I'm going to go ahead down the line. This is Azul who's on next. Azul, I want to remind everybody you're on a 3-minute timer, so we can make this thing go really expeditiously as possible. So, all right, Azul, do your thing, homie.
Yo, man, I never thought we were this bad. I thought we had a chance. On Thursday, I picked the Giants because I thought this was a winnable game, like Lady Blue said. There were a gazillion injuries for the 49ers. Like I said, they never left New Jersey after they played the Jets, and it was pretty much a similar score at the way they beat the Jets. We're just a bad football team. This game got me so mad, Chris and Lady Blue, that I can't even yell. Like, I feel sorry for the fans. A lot of fans pour their emotion into this. And I just feel sorry for the fans. Like, yo, this is a bad product, bad football team. Can't block, turnovers, all the way around, man. I'm being facetious when I say this. We have a kicker, Graham Gano. I mean, he's the only one responsible for getting points for us. Yeah, Lady Blue, I agree with Lady Blue. I don't want to sound pessimistic, and it's bad for, the fans, because now outside of our platform, within Twitter world, Giants Twitter, Instagram, other social media blogs, they're going to be at each other's necks because the product is bad, but they're going to take their energy out at the wrong fans. The fans is not the issue. It's the football part. It's Gettleman. If there ever was an indictment of Gettleman getting fired, it's this game. I don't know if Mara is going to do it, and that's kind of the issue. And I don't want to get into off-season GM talk right now, but I just can't help but watch what we saw. And the 49ers with a backup quarterback, without their star defensive end, and without their veteran cornerback and all these other, and their Pro Bowl tight end, destroyed us. It's crazy. And I saw one run from Devontae Freeman. I think he had like an 8-yard gain on the second carry with the Giants. That was the best run we had all season. And that's all we got.
Yep.
I mean, they had some design runs for Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones today was trash, beyond trash.
Right.
The Niners dominated. They had the time of possession. They kept the ball. They had the Giants defense gassed. All around, man. Terrible, just terrible game. No pass rush to get to the quarterback. Like Lady Blue said, that big 3rd and 20 thing, that 3rd and 20 killed us. That's not to me, Chris. We do 4 teams on this platform. 4 teams.
Yes,
religiously.
We do.
I can't think of any game in the last 6 years that bad of a performance has got me speechless as bad as this game. And I'm talking, the Knicks is the one thing. Okay, let's put the Knicks to the side. We know they're a special team. We get that. Yankees and the Rangers. We don't have those issues like we have with the Giants today. I heard a sign of the alarm.
Azul,
respect the clock. What's up?
Azul, I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. What year was that we started 0-6? Was that 2015 or 2016? What year was that? I can't remember.
Oh, that was the
– You were 0-6.
Oh, shit. I think it was 14 or 15, because that was a game. Okay, I remember we went to Buffalo, Chicago on the Thursday night and lost that game. Coughlin was coach. Around that time, 15.
Let me tell you something. That team would have done to us today what the 49ers did with us today. That's how bad today's team is. I just wanted to bring that up. Not thanks.
All right, yeah. I'm going to be listening to you.
Not 2974-1771. Carl, my man, look. I know you sometimes play fantasy football, but I'm pretty sure you didn't have Brandon Aiyuk, Jeffrey Wilson, Jamichael Hasty, or what was the other one? Jerick McKinnon on your teams anywhere. I'm pretty sure you didn't. And today they look like all stars, man. Do your spiel. 3 minutes, sir.
I had Jerick McKinnon last night, and I swapped him out this morning. Oops. And I had the 49ers defense. Oops. Clearly, I made some last-minute changes that did not work out for me. Pleasant good afternoon, Chris. Hey, listen. You know, we talked about this on Thursday, that if this particular team lost, no matter how they lost, to a team that missed its quarterback, two starting running backs, two starting wide receivers, two tight ends — they lost the tight end during the game — three defensive linemen and three defensive backs, and still with all those guys out, it looked like a complete mismatch on the field.
Yes.
So
they did. They were.
I then have to ask, that something is definitely amiss here. And then I have to ask myself, okay, if that is the case, if all of those guys are out for one team against another, and the game looked the way we saw it today, then I have to ask myself about the coaching that is on this team right now. Because for the last, I would say, 8 months or so, you know, the fans and the media, giant propaganda — that's the term that I'm going to start using now — have been talking up the coaching staff and the quality of the staff and the improvement over these months. That's what we've been told. We've been sold that. You read it, you see it online, you hear it on television, you see all of that. Okay, well, here's a perfectly designed game right for you to take advantage of and show that you've made some progress against a team that is clearly either at your level or maybe even below it just based on the talent. And then we saw that for the last 3 hours. So that then has to indicate to me, at least, that we might have been just sold a bill of goods that really is nothing, you know. If you look at that game today, you then have to wonder, after 3 years of roster turnover, of changes, you then have to ask yourself, is this team no different than where they were at the end of the 2017 season? I saw a quarterback today, and it was very alarming. It was very alarming, Chris, some of the stuff that was going on. He was not pressured a whole lot in this game. And he completed I don't know the final numbers. I think the yards per attempt was around 4.5 or 5 yards against a team without its three starting cornerbacks. So
it looked kind of
and the interception. The interception.
An interception. Ugly one, too. Yeah.
I mean, we've got that. And here's the thing, too. And I'll flip that against him. I'll pass up. The talent level on each side looked about the same. Okay. Yeah, let me finish here.
Hold on,
the talent level on both sides can be very – okay. But it looked like the 49ers level players were wide open a lot, which is a bad situation.
They were. Thanks, homie. 929-477-4171, post-game roundtable. Niners and Giants. My homie Bakes, do your thing, man. You're on for 3 minutes, bro.
Hey, what's good, family? First of all,
what's up, Chief?
We're going to be in for a long season, brother, so buckle up and get the henny ready. First half defense. On a 3rd-and-22 penalty, you got to get off the field. You got to get off the field on 3rd-and-long. That was a bad holding penalty on the DB. I think it was 30 or 31. Can't do that. Second, tight ends are running free, right? That's their backup. That's not even their all-pro tight end, right? And we couldn't capitalize against the backup quarterback, the backup running back. They were running free. Too many big plays. First half an offense, no offensive touchdowns. That's not good. Too many 3rd-and-longs. That's because we can't run, so we can't, you know, shorten our down and distance. Play calling seems suspect to me. And DJ again with more turnovers. Like Carl just said, he wasn't pressured a lot. He stared down that play to Engram, and that's why the linebacker jumped the play.
Second half
was a bad second half for the defense and the offense. Bad tackling, too many big plays given up on defense, and I didn't see any coaching adjustments. And I'm like, does Judge know what he's doing? I'm questioning the coaching. I didn't see any second half adjustments. Daniel Jones kept doing his first. I mean, at least we came out in the Pittsburgh game, quick passes, things like that. On defense, they delay screening the hell out of the Giants' defense. And the guy has plenty of time back there. There's no pass rush. I think we had like 2 sacks, and that was early in the game. So no pressure, so the back end of the defense gets hung out to dry, and they kept running the same delayed screen from the left side to the right side, and the guy runs free and scores. And it's like we looked really bad the second half. So, you know, I'm attributing to this that we don't have any preseason games, and this is our third preseason game, and we're looking worse as we're going into later games. This, to me, was a game on a, with a wounded team, was an opportunity to win, and we couldn't generate any offense. Our time of possession was atrocious. I think they had us damn near 3-1 on time of possession. Three and outs, and they're going down the field on every – and then the time for us to get off the field, we don't get off the field. So we're in trouble. I think we already knew this going in. We just didn't know what to expect because of the whole COVID situation. But we're in trouble. It's a new scheme on offense, new scheme on defense, and they're still figuring it out. And it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good on any level. And I can't find anything in this game to be positive about. None at all. So no. I don't know where we go from here.
All right, Lee Blue, Brian. Hang on. That was perfect. All right, stay tuned, bro. 929-477-4171, postgame roundtable. Niners and Giants, Niners and Giants. Dre Graham, you are on the line. You have 3 minutes, sir. Do your thing.
What's good, man? Pissed off, man.
Hey. I know.
Look, first of all, they got second and third string, man. I want to talk about the quarterback sneak, man. Come on now. They didn't even get a tenth of an inch push.
Wow.
Like, do you know what a tenth of an inch is? They didn't even get that much push on the damn line, man. Come on now. I mean, get a little bit more creative, man. Like, okay, how many rushes did Daniel Jones have? About 4 or 5, all positive? Come, you're going to do a quarterback sneak, man. At least fake a handoff and have him bootleg, you know, off to the outside. That would have been an easy first down. And then what really, really pissed me off is, like I said, second and third string, they was out there patting stats. Do you not realize that number 38 for San Fran, they sent him in the game for one play and threw the ball to him. He got 11 yards and took him out. That was his first catch as an NFL player.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. You don't play all game. Oh, we gonna get you some PT, and you're gonna get a first down. You're gonna get some yards. Get in there. Get 11 yards. Take him out. He ain't even come back in the game. I think that's like in the third quarter. Yeah.
Yep.
So I mean, it's okay. I understand first year coaching and all that, but man, all the injuries San Fran had, there's no reason that we should get blown out. Now, before the game, I said more than likely we probably lose, but it's going to be a close game because San Fran got too many people out. They blew, man, if they had all their starters, it probably would have been 60-9. It was just, man, embarrassment, man. The upper management coaching staff, their embarrassment to New York, man. And they embarrassing the hell out of me because I'm from Jersey, but the team represents both of them. So, I mean,
yes. I know what you mean.
But we can't do nothing about it because, like, I y'all hear me preach about Mara. Ain't nothing we could do about Mara. He got to step down. We can't fire him. Step down on his own. And that's not going to happen. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm speechless, like pissed off, man. Totally unmatched. We the laughing stock of the NFL now. We definitely the laughing stock of the NFL.
We are. Hey, Dre,
definitely.
Hold on, man. We gotta come back around to you because I need your final thoughts. 929-477-4171. Here we go again. You know, Maddie Dogs, I am looking at the schedule. And
yeah, we were just doing that too, and it's abysmal.
Yeah,
it's
abysmal terrible.
Right,
Rams
now.
Next week in L.A.
Yeah,
Cowboys,
it's ugly, bro.
Washington,
listen,
Eagles, and Buccaneers. I'm telling you. I don't know why you're so chipper.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you why, man. Because I'm apologizing in advance. But you remember that one time when we was hearing all, this is gonna be so much better now that Barkley not in, cause you know we can open up the playbook. This is gonna be so much better because we're gonna have running back by committee. Man, this defense is really going.
Man, you coming in and out, bro. You coming in and out.
No, I'm not. That's me stopping, bro. I'm not. I wasn't breaking up. That was me stopping purposely.
Oh.
Because you heard so much. We did so much. Like, it was, people were actually, well, it was Barkley. Maybe that was a good thing, Barkley being hurt. Everybody, Daniel Jones is beyond bad at this point. It's beyond bad. The defense can't get off the field on third down. We got outcoached.
Nope.
We got outcoached. We got outplayed. We look like a team that never ever faced adversity. No, I'm with you, bro.
I was laughing at my man. Listen, too, but we'll talk about that later.
No, it's cool. Listen, but do you remember that? Like, I remember. I have a good memory, bro, when it comes to this shit. People were saying how good it was going to be, that we were going to open the playbook and we're going to have three running backs and running back by committee, and how much better this is going to be, and how we, now that Saquon's gone, we won't be so one-dimensional. Look at what we look like today. Again, and you can't say, well, he played a tough defense. No, they played against MASH. I was waiting for the MASH music to come on. I'm aging myself. I was waiting for the MASH music to start the game. That's what we played against. And that was what you put out offensively and defense. Listen, part of me can't even blame the defense. When you out there, bro, and we bending but not breaking, bending and not breaking, and then your quarterback is like, here you go, guys, you can play. You want the ball defense? Here you go. And then you get the other, here you go. His pocket presence, listen, I can go on and on about the damn quarterback, right? But what about the running game? We got no running game going. None whatsoever. Zip, right? That's exactly how the game went. Get him out of there. Sandman, bring him out with the hook.
I gotta let your partner take over that part, the running game part.
Yeah.
Post game roundtable 9947741171. That was Matty Dog. Here's the second part of the Rumbling Crew. Here's the DB Nation and the Meat Grinder. What's up, homie? 3 minutes. Do your thing.
Hey, get oil up the blades. Fire up that meat grinder. Everybody's going in there face first. We got a lot of hungry pigs to feed, and everyone in the Giants organization is going in there. This is ridiculous. It's at a point now. It's beyond repair. Dave Gettlebum, as I talked about, stinks. Definition and Litton and I were talking earlier this week. We had some good conversation, and he brought up a good point about, is this the plateau? Is this all we're going to get from Daniel Jones? The answer is yes. Daniel Jones is a fucking bum. I never wanted him. Daniel Jones stinks. And it's at a point now, I don't know if you guys saw the Bears, they pulled Trubisky and put in Nick Foles. I've been saying put Colt McCoy in there. The season's lost. Daniel Jones stinks. And we're not going to get any better as long as that asshole is in there playing quarterback. He stinks. He makes bad decisions. Daniel Jones sucks. He's not a project. He shouldn't be a project. You don't draft developmental quarterbacks in the fucking number six. So Daniel Jones thinks play call is horrible. Big play slave, our fastest receiver, one of the best in the league. I came back from a commercial. We went even the announcer said it. That was the first time he went deep all game, and it's the fourth quarter. Jason Garrett, what kind of shitty play calling are you doing, buddy? I mean, Daniel Jones can't read a zone to save his life. He threw that pick to Fred Warner, like that's Pop Warner stuff. A peewee kid would have picked him off. Daniel Jones stinks. There's no other way to put it. The offensive line in terms of pass blocking, they gave him time. This is horrible. But coaching, you know, like Manny Dog said, you can't be on the field the whole time if you're on defense. But what kind of Swiss cheese was he running toward the end there? Like, everybody was off. I mean, we got now number 30, whatever, Smith Jr. for the San Fran. He's going to be on people's fantasy charts now. We're putting bums in the fantasy league now? So this is ridiculous. They had nobody on that team. If there ever was a chance for Daniel Jones to show what he could do, this was the game, and he showed what he can do, which is nothing, which is shit on himself. That's what he did. Daniel Jones stinks. He's a bum. Get him the fuck out of here. Start Colt McCoy if we want to salvage this season. This is ridiculous right now. 17-32 with an interception, sacked twice. And you know what? Those sacks weren't because of the coverage. Those sacks weren't because of a great D-line. Those sacks were because of Daniel Jones making stupid decisions, holding the football. He's a moron. Either you have it or you don't. Get Daniel Jones out of New York. We're going to have to Josh Rosen this guy. Just like Arizona did, you went and got him from UCLA High. Fuck him. Ship him off. Let's go get that kid from Clemson, man, because this is ridiculous now. I refuse to look at any more Giants games when this idiot's playing quarterback, because it's up to him. The coaches are terrible, too. Jason Garrett's play calling is horrendous. We got Devontae Freeman. This guy's a beast. You still got 33 out there on the field? What is he doing on the field? Get him out of there. Devontae Freeman needs to be getting the ball all the time, and why is Wayne Gallman still not getting the ball? He's a good receiver. He can run between the tackles. He's a good screen guy. Offensive play calling is terrible. This is disgusting. And the lack of effort from these two ex-Packer linebackers is killing me. Fackrell and Cornflake Martinez, this is ridiculous. I mean, the one play where Logan Ryan went for the pick, what was Fackrell doing? He just dove at air and let the guy, like, who does that? You're an NFL linebacker. It makes me want to throw up. You know, this is disgusting. So they got to get it together. But the season's done. I just looked at week 16, Giants at Baltimore. Yep. That says it all. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. All right, we got to continue on because the show is running low. So where's the definition of lit himself? And after that, Billy Bob. Definition of lit, do your thing.
Hey, you know, I just want to make one comment and then go to Billy Bob. You never draft a quarterback out of USC, and you never draft a quarterback out of Duke. That's all I want to say on this show tonight. You can go to Billy Bob.
Yeah. That is a whole lot of impactfulness in one statement. All right, brother.
Hey, do not play that. Do not play that soundbite. Please do not play that soundbite.
I'm not out of my feelings.
I'm gonna get to my point. All right, I'm gonna start off with the defense. I think it's been over 10 years that the Giants been picking up gullible linebackers. They so fucking gullible. I'm tired of this here. It's so easy to fool these dudes. I'm just tired of it. Martinez on both touchdowns on the reverse. I watched him get pancaked. Even on that one little run, I forgot what it was. I watched this dude. Both runs was in slow motion. I watched how he got. Oh my goodness, this is just terrible. That's just on the defensive side of the ball. And why not just see how a couple of these quarterbacks just quit? They just flat out quit. That's on defense. And then I said prior to that, and then I was saying before that, I said, hey, we got to figure out how to get Ingram on one side of the field by himself. They actually did it on the fourth down. They actually let this man run a drag route where he get a steam ahead and run across the field, pick it up. And after that, they don't even do that. They come back in another fourth down and blow it. So you know what I'm going to tell y'all? It all comes back to these vanilla plays again. Because all I'm saying is, I need y'all to stop playing. Don't blame Daniel Jones right now. Because it's the play call of Jason Garrett calling these comeback routes. Like the interception, I keep saying, stop throwing these comeback routes to another physical tight end. It was so predictable. Y'all keep saying, it's Daniel Jones, no. It's studying. It's film watching. I don't watch film. I just watch the game. I talk about anytime I get on this stand, I talk about the game and what I see. We're throwing to a All right, let me get off the tight end. Now let's get to Jason Garrett. We know Jason Garrett almost for like 30 years. Giants. How the hell do you go get Jason Garrett? What has he – oh, my God. What did he prove to y'all? Y'all watch this man dance for almost 30 years as a player, a coach. I was a corner, and did y'all bring him here to us to get this vanilla offense? A comeback run, five and out, and y'all can play. Listen, we run trick plays. We run a reverse, we can't do it. We run wide receiver screens, we can't do it. We run slant plays, we can't do it. But y'all want to know what's funny? Every other team can do it to us. How the hell we can't run a reverse? No way, Ingram, you just officially became Larry Donnell to me. God damn it. How you can't catch a ball? Stop blaming Daniel Jones, y'all. I told y'all, physical receiver, I tight end. It's Golden Tate. And look at the personnel. I told y'all, it's like, we don't know our personnel. I'm getting loud. I'm tired of this year. We don't know our personnel right now, bro. So it's like, we don't even know how, even if we do get players, we don't even know how to use them, bro. We get Jason Garrett in here. I told y'all, he doesn't know how to. Y'all seen what this man did to Dallas? Y'all seen what he did for Dallas? What did we expect? What did y'all expect in the red zone? This man had Dallas a couple of years where he had good offensive team and struggled. What y'all think he going to do with a vanilla offense in the other second? Oh, my God. This is predictable like his offense. Somebody bring back Kim Gilbride. Damn, somebody call Kim Gilbride. Because this is ridiculous to see all this go down.
I'm sorry. I was talking the whole time on mute. I did it. I finally got caught. Y'all did it to me. Passionate as I heard any Bleed Blue fans speak in a long, long time. Truth of the matter is, man, look. I just want to say this real quick, and I'll take 30 seconds. Everybody here is invested in probably a jersey, T-shirts. Man, I got shorts. I got giant slippers. My car is totally G'd out. Everything is cool because we are invested in our team. Love them or not, you know, we bleed blue like that. And I believe it's time that we got paid back for it. And I'm speaking management now. I apologize for all those Jets fans I called out last week, was picking it in front of East Rutherford. I thought they was nuts, but I kind of get it now. I don't know what else to say. Azul, I need you to speak up, homeboy, and give us an analysis and a final thought before I make some announcements, bro.
I don't know how to follow up with Billy Bob, man. Wait a minute. Hold on.
I can't either.
Hold on. I think that's Worm. Hey, bring on Worm, man. Let's see if that's Worm, if you want to speak.
Hold up. Is this Worm?
Yo, I'm not 100% sure.
8750.
Oh, this is Isaac. What's going on, guys?
I'm sorry. It's Isaac, man. My bad, Isaac. Sorry about that, Isaac.
Hey, Isaac. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I ain't talking to you in a minute, man. Give us three minutes, bro.
Shit, I mean, how can you be excited about anything this team does? I mean, they can't even tie their own shoelaces, nonetheless tackle anybody. I mean, this is pathetic. I mean, even going back to watching high school football, people could tackle, they can catch the damn ball, they can run routes. This team can't even do anything right. And, you know, I'm tired of everybody saying, oh, they play tough defenses week one and week two. Get the hell out of here. I mean, this is professional football.
Yep.
And
yep.
Unfortunately, it's the same crap we've watched for the last 7-8 years. It's just the hit repeat, and it's the same thing and regurgitate over and over again and find new ways to lose. And you've got a team that came in here with all bench, basically, second, third stringers, and they whooped our ass. I mean, that's unacceptable. To come to MetLife and to run us out of our own stadium, that's ridiculous. I mean, I am lost for words at this point. I mean, Daniel Jones looks like he's went back. I mean, he doesn't look like the same quarterback we had last year. He looks like he's jitterous in the pocket. He's just not reading defenses. It is bad. I mean, it's Armageddon time, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it is. You out of work, bro? Because we are.
Yeah, well, yeah. Thank goodness I was working because my temper it was under control because I'm over here at a bar and working, and I'm like, all right, I got to relax. I'm at work.
Yeah, man, this is
and
watching
this
harrowing, man.
But
this is the worst. This is the worst he's been in a minute. And I'm counting the old 16 too.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
All right,
I mean,
you
know, I appreciate you guys. It was great talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you guys on Thursday night.
Yeah, please,
yes, sir.
Please.
All right, take care,
guys. That's what I was gonna say. Thank you, bro. You got it.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, let's go back to this. Let's go to the top of the order one more time. Oh boy, Lady Blue, where are you? Give us some perspective along with a Lady Blue. Where are you? Oh, along with a final thought, please.
Hi. Final thought is, quite honestly, we can't look as worse as we did today, but. Like you said, Chris, the with our schedule, we're looking at 0-10 by the bye week because with our upcoming, it's going to be ugly. And it starts at management. It's got to start at the top. And quite honestly, we've been going downhill for way too many years because they're hiring the wrong flipping people. And I've said it over and over again. We need to become basically like the Packers and let the fans own the goddamn team because we give a shit more about this team than the owners. And that's what I'm going to end on. But then again, I may bitch, moan, cry, scream, but no matter what, I'll still love this damn team. God help me.
Lee Blue then, Lady Blue, appreciate you. We all do. Everybody do. I'm looking forward to seeing that She Cave one day, too. Live and in person with some kind.
It's only getting bigger. Don't know why, but okay. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Bet. Appreciate you, love. Thank you. Lady Blue, everybody. Carl, give us that point you were trying to make it the last time before you, the last go around before you do your final thought, bro.
Yeah, you know, I was making a point in terms of the construction of the roster, from what we saw today, and the question I'm thinking to myself, and, you know, on Thursday we could probably get into this a little bit more, is, you know, we are year fill-in-the-blank now in this rebuilding thing, and it does not appear on the surface as if we've made any progress from whenever the rebuild started to that performance today. You can go back in the last couple of years, even last year. You know, the Giants did not have a performance last year like they had today. And people hated the coach last year, including me. So it makes me wonder, okay, the team was the organization fired this coach because they thought that they can get more out of this roster. And then we fast forward 9 months, and I'm watching that. So then it makes me then wonder, is really the issue, as Lady Blue mentioned, is the issue above the coaching, above the general management, in terms of this an up top sort of situation where, you know, if any organization sucks the way it has, like this organization has for going on 10 years, that's not just a little bit of bad luck. That's not just a couple of misses. That's not just a couple of poor decisions. That is something structurally wrong that has taken place here. And one thing that, as I close out here, and I'm hearing, I've been mentioning this for a couple of weeks, and I hear it again today. You know, there is a sense that has happened of apathy that is almost setting in with this situation that we've all gone through. And you know what the worst part about all this is? The last year and this year, as I'm watching this Eagles game right now, Cowboys playing right now, the NFC East has been trash, T-R-A-S-H, trash, for 2 years. And even with that, the Giants still can't be competitive in that division, which makes it even more frustrating for everyone, because just being a 6-win team would have you playing reasonable enough games in December. at this rate, at the rate this division is playing. But we're not even – baseball season ends – the regular season ends today, and Giants football season is over. Think about that. That is just – that is the sad part about all of this.
Wow. Wow. That's a hell of a realization. I didn't even think of it that way. All right. Bleed blue, Carl. Appreciate that, man. I'm going to go to Jerry Graham first. Give us a final thought, bro.
Where do I start, man? I don't know.
You tell me.
Like I said, man, I really don't know, man. Like me? Like I say it like I'm a broken record, man. You guys know I got it in for the upper management. You know, Mara's our owner, worse than fans had it in for Eli the past, well, his last 3 or 4 years. And that's putting it mildly. I don't know, man. Like that's we need to do a Now, even if we do what Buffalo Bills did that 1 year where they fired everybody, it's still not gonna work because Mara is still gonna be there. So,
yeah.
like I say, man, like every time we get a new coach, we get a new coaching staff, and it seems like we play with the same amount of passion every year, no matter who the coach is. Ever since we got rid of Coughlin, you know, McAdoo didn't know what the hell he was doing. That was a clown show. Pat Shurmur didn't know what he was doing. Now, all these coaches I just named, Coughlin, Shurmur, McAdoo, all three of them, totally different. Coughlin is hard-nosed, but at the end of Coughlin's career, we was playing, you know, soft as hell. And all the common, I tell you, the common denominator is Mara. Upper management never changes, but everything under always changes. You know, we might get a new GM, we get new coaches, but Mara is still running the show. So,
basically,
I don't know. It's
going to
be
look the same. So what you said is basically this season is going to look the same no matter what. Right?
Probably worse. And the crazy thing about it is last year,
okay,
we looked a hell of a lot better with a rookie quarterback playing against New England. We shut New England down for 3 quarters. They actually started scoring with like 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They beat us by like 2 touchdowns, but they didn't blow us out. We didn't look like we didn't know what the hell we was doing, and that was against Belichick, Brady, and you know, and our current coach now over there on New England. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. Like, I would expect us to get our ass whooped like that last year against New England.
Okay. I got you.
Because, I mean, that is just New England, but a depleted Niner team, man. Come on now. I don't know, man.
All right, Chief. I'll see you on Thursday. We'll talk on Thursday. All right. And Q, I need you to come on in real quick, man, and say what you got to say real quick, man. Joe's about to go. Q, do your thing real quick, bro.
Hey, real quick, I contacted Ray Hadley. I contacted Ray Hadley and told him to stop his cross-dressing way to come coach the team. Okay? This team is terrible. All right? No talent. It's about as much talent as a three-way in a porno. Okay? and they're all fumbling around. Now, this team is terrible. This team is garbage, hot garbage. Ray Hadley can do better with this team, okay? And real quick, I don't see us winning anything. You know, we probably win first-round draft pick, and they'll probably pick a effing fan, you know what I mean, that doesn't need a water bill. Yeah, you know, it's terrible. But you know, it is what it is. But you know, I still bleed blue, that's all we can do.
I got you. That's all we can do. Appreciate that. That's cute.
Yeah,
everyone.
Man.
All right, we're gonna blaze real quick. Keep on blazing. Where's he at? Where is my man at? There he is. Manny Dogs, give us a final thought, bro.
I just want to give a shout out and a thank you to Billy Bob for the greatest soundbite of the year so far.
He must be mad right there.
That's how I feel right now. God damn it.
I know. I know. He's still fair.
That's my man. Listen, right now, look, that's it, man. At the end of the day, as long as right now, what do we have to lose? Shake up the roster, B. Shake it up. Put Colt McCoy in. See what we got there. You know, bring in guys off the practice squad. Throw them in at receiver. See what we got.
Please.
At this point, what do we got to lose? So, I love my team, man. And I'm going down in this inferno of a dumpster that we got. I'm in the cockpit of the dumpster, and the back of my neck is on fire. And I'm still screaming, bleed blue. I'm out.
That's it. Hey, you the man. Matty Dogs, everyone. DB Nation.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. You look at the rest of the schedule, all of these games look 100% unwinnable as long as that asshole face Daniel Jones is that quarterback. I'm not a believer in him. I never was. And he just continues to prove to everyone that he stinks. So get him out of there. Start Colt McCoy. Shake it up, like Manny Dog said. We got those two kids from Ohio State, man. Benjamin Victor and Austin Mack. Why not put him in? Let's stop the bullshit, guys.
Bring him in.
The front office.
Bring him in.
Right, bring him in. You know, I mean, we're the worst team in the league. 100%. We're even worse than the Jets. So, yeah, this is horrible, man. You know, there's nothing to look forward to. The only bright spot I can say today in terms of defensive line was their run stop in the middle. That's it. Those two A gaps. That's it. Everything else was horrendous. There was no pass rush. They got to get it together. And that fumble was also on Daniel Jones, where he had a terrible pitch behind Evan Engram on a reverse. That's on the quarterback. That was on no one else but Daniel Jones. He stinks. Get rid of him. We got to do better, because it doesn't make any sense right now. We're an embarrassment, and it sucks being a Giants fan right now. Obviously, I love my team, and that's why we're passionate about it. We expect greatness as fans. You're paid professionals. We expect more from you. This is 100% unacceptable, and it's a joke. So once again, fire up the meat grinder. We got to put these guys in there. Dave Gettle and Gettle Bum. He just sits on his ass. He's like a cinder block. You know, let's get a quarterback in there who can play. Let's make it happen, man. Because something's not working.
All right.
And shout out to Billy Bob again for saying, you know, I'm about to call Kevin Gilbride. Because, you know, on a personal side note before I go, I went to Southern Connecticut State University. Kevin Gilbride is also and coached at Southern Connecticut State University. So, you know, a little personal pride there with him. And he was a great play caller. So we got to do something to shake it up, make it happen, bleed blue.
Bleed blue. DB Nation, everyone. The definition of one. Last thought. Let's go around.
So next Sunday we start week four. A quarter of the season is gone. John Mara promised us pretty much that improvement was necessary for this year. We're not really seeing any improvement. We're seeing just a mishmash of people coming in, coming out. I just want to know what he is going to do if we start 0-4 a quarter into the season, because it's time for him to eat his own words. And, you know, be held accountable for the direction of this team, because this direction of this team, for what he is saying, is not responding. He claims he wants results. Yeah, we're getting results, but it's not the favorable, positive results. We're seeing regression, regression, regression. Maybe it's just time for him to step back. Let Tish get a partner. Bring in Chris Mara. But, I mean, if he just wants to swallow what he served and it's shit food, that's on him. But we deserve better than this, because we are better than this.
Got it. That's definition of lit. That's Jason, everybody. Final thought from Billy Bob, then Bakes, then Azul.
When I mean, bro, we got some gullible linebackers, Lo Carter. How did you get a penalty on the kicker? What was that kicker going to do to you? What threat was this kicker going to do to you? That's how petty it gets with us. I'm digging to the extra point. Low car, they messed up the extra point. What was the holder going to do to you? He got a penalty on that. That just goes to show you what kind of type of players we have when I say linebackers are gullible. I mean, like, oh, bro. I mean, like, this is like, I'm talking about the place stinks right now. And I'm like, how we can sit here for 30 years and watch Jason Garrett in our own division and we decide to bring him in here? I don't even know he's working for Jerry Jones. He might be sabotaging us, bro. He got paid already. He got paid already. What more can you do? We got real over on top of 10, y'all. Jason Garrett was coaching Dallas Cowboys when he had Tony Romo, a squad. He had a squad last year. What has he done? And then he came to us. Jerry Jones Phelps' son came to us. And he's been here sabotaging us. And nobody don't see that? How we can't get in the red zone? How we can move up and down the field, hold it by every third quarter? We just holding this ball, running down the field. And then what we get from the end of the third quarter? Not a damn thing. A turnover, a field goal, not even a ball. I don't even know. No, are we listening to 8-8 Jason Garrett? That did not listen. So we did the ball first down. We can run the ball first down. Do y'all see our yardage on first down? That is just so predictable. And then when we do decide to pass, y'all want to run a – y'all want to – third on 18, third and 10, y'all want to run a slant. A slant to pick it up. Like, that is so – oh, my goodness. This is starting to get so ridiculous. It's just stink. I don't even know. Like I said, we got so much of holes, it's just like you can't even pinpoint one. Y'all can say, damn it. It goes all across the board. Even to our top flight running back. It's just all across the board that it just stinks. I don't know. I mean – management, this is the best y'all can give us. Out of all these innovators, all this creator that's coming out, that one with Jason Garrett. Jason Garrett.
Wow.
Jason Garrett. Think about that, y'all.
I'm going to leave right there.
When I say gullible linebackers, the same thing with the tight end getting open. That's all I got to say. It always happens. Watching it. Like, you
all
can
right.
just pick
and
up
I,
for
and
that.
I got to tell you. I got to tell you, this is on a bragging note, man. You are in the stakeholder lead for soundbite of the for the end of the year award for the show. Your soundbites are golden, man. And that's a good thing, trust me. Billy Bob is the one. He's the man right there. Oh, man. That's it. Hey, it's better to listen to you than watch the damn Giants game today. I know that much. Where we at? Where's my man Bates at? This is my homie. Go ahead, bro.
Yo, so final thought is we've seen this movie the last 7 years, so we know how it's going to end. We need to make some changes. Like you said, bring in some fresh blood and try them out. We got nothing to lose. See what they're going to do. Daniel Jones is a developmental quarterback, and you don't pick developmental quarterbacks with your sixth pick in the first round. You pick somebody that's game ready. He's not game ready.
Nope.
There was no issues in this game where he was under duress, where he couldn't make plays. And where's Tate? Where's Slate? Why are we not getting them plays on it? Our offense coordinator's not doing it, man. Those plays are suspect. And all we can do from here is try to improve and move forward, man. Bleed blue. It's going to be a long season.
Yes, it is. Indeed it is. All right. Azul, you're up to bat, good man.
I agree, man, with what you just said about Billy Bob. He is definitely clear-cut leader. When we have our end-of-the-year awards for the stakeholders, the stakeholders, we have the different awards and sound bites of the year. I can't think of anybody who got the lead over Billy Bob right now. I mean, I think last year we had Kristen, and a couple years before that we had Chantel. Billy Bob, this was better than church. That was better than church, man. That was fantastic, man. I mean, I feel your pain, bro. But, man, I mean, you hit it, man. Just the points.
Yeah.
I mean, the emotion. The point of where you were going with it. Yeah, we know we're going to make a soundbite out of a lot of that shit, man. A lot of that is soundbite material. But, yeah, man, I feel the pain for everybody, man. LB and Bakes and Carl and DB Nation and Mandy Dog. I said it when I spoke for my 3 minutes. I can't get up for this. I just drained, man. Like, you know, this was a winnable game, and we got destroyed in our own building. And I'm at a loss for it. So I'm glad and appreciative that after all this time, we can still come on here and have respectful dialogue and talk about it. Because, you know, a lot of the points you guys said, I kind of like, damn, I kind of forgot about that. But I'm going to be real, Chris. The shit I'm on the last couple of weekends, because I know the football team is bad and the stakeholders care. They talk about a lot about our football team because they obviously know what the hell they're talking about. You know, I've been watching a lot of college football. So that's kind of where my mindset is with the football, college or pro. Like, there's been a lot of good college games. Even this past Saturday, and I'm, you know, just watching the talent because, you know, we always have to look as far as what could come out of college and what we can add to our football giants. So that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I watched Mike Leach, what they did to LSU. Oh, that was great, man, with that quarterback, Costello, KJ Costello. I watched with the Pitt game, and I watched, you know, all these other games. You know, what talent, that, you know, the lines for in the ACC with Florida State and what happened in the Florida game. So I'm watching a whole bunch of talent and how, you know, that's off-season talk in a sense. But at the same time, these are real live games. The Giants are a terrible team. I didn't know they were this bad. I can't allow it to affect me or piss me off because I'm too drained, man. You know, I'm too drained. We all been drained in the last several years, like Bake says. I'm appreciative of all the stakeholders coming on this platform because the fan base comes in and they listen to this shit. And they're like, hey, man, Lady Blue's going to probably speak for me. Mandy Dawes is probably going to speak for me or DB Nation or Bakes from the frontliners. Like, fans listen to this shit because they know that they probably are too, you know, timid, shy, and these guys and gals are going to speak on their behalf. And I'm glad that we can do that at least. So, hey, man, it is what it is. I mean, I don't have nothing else to add, but I say this, man. We'll be back Thursday for the football preview versus Rams. And any final thoughts on and anything on the schedule you want for the rest of the week you want to add?
Yeah, well, there's other things. Like, for instance, the Major League Playoffs show with the Yankees is going to be on Monday. You got to tune in for that one over there.
Yeah.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday, the Stanley Cup Finals. And the Rangers fans by the name of Tolik. He'll be coming on to promote the Cover Your Mask Ranger Fan Mask Around the City. And
that's going
to
be great.
Other things too, like the moves to Style, who was traded for the Rangers, Detroit. And Lundqvist buyout. I didn't know that. I'm going to check that out too. And the NFL, of course, the NHL Draft Lottery. And then Wednesday, we're talking NBA Finals on the Knickerbocker Ave Show. Now, this show, the Bleed Blue show for the Giants, we got week four pick'ems. Week five, is that going to be week four already? Okay, week four pick'ems. We got the Survivor pick. And you guys need to tune in so we can continue this therapy that day, all right? Please do that because this is exactly what we all need because we are all sitting in a big chair right now. Anyway, check us out. Check us out on all the other forums as well, on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Make sure you also we're on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show. Check out www.bleedblueshow.com to listen to all the archive shows. So, thank you. Thank you, Lady Blue. Thank you, Bakes. Thank you. Very thank you, Billy Bob. Thank you, Lit. Thank you, DB Nation. Man, thank you, Azul. Look, I understand we have a very real possibility of being 0-8 pretty soon. But you know what? If that's something that we're not going to be surprised at, we might as well carry on this attitude of some kind of hopefulness for this team. Try to see some kind of light in the dark. It's hard. I know it is because I'm experiencing that right now. But nonetheless, I want to say Bleed Blue to everybody. You guys have a good week, and let's go watch the rest of these Sunday games if we can, if we're up to it. Have a good weekend. Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.